سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر. In the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, magic, sihr, black magic, or what today we commonly know as jadu, this was something that became very common and it grew in popularity in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Many people were engaging in sihr, many people were engaging in black magic. So Sulaiman alayhi salam, he got hold of all the magicians and he collected all their sources, their books, which contained the formulas for practicing magic and which contained the phrases and the words that they used and which taught the people the art of sihr, the art of magic. Sulaiman alayhi salam collected all these books and all their material, and he then had it buried under his arsh, where he had built the temple of Sulaiman, which is commonly known. The temple of Sulaiman, there are different narrations as to where its exact location is. According to some narrations, Masjid al-Aqsa is built on the temple of Sulaiman, the temple of Solomon. So he had all these books and all of that buried under his temple, beneath his arsh, under his throne. The shayateen, the devils, who are the ones who teach people magic and who teach people jadu, who teach people sorcery, they came to the Jews after the demise of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and they informed the Jews and the people of that era exactly where they could retrieve those books from, those books of magic, so that they could learn magic and practice magic and exercise magic. They went and they located these books and they said to themselves, it seems as if Sulaiman alayhi salam had control over the world because of his magic. We know Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah gave him the ability to communicate with animals. He had control over the jinns. The jinns in fact had built this temple of Solomon, the temple of Sulaiman. So when they found these books there, they said, it seems as if Sulaiman alayhi salam had turned kafir. He had become a disbeliever by believing in magic, by studying magic, by teaching magic, and it seems as if he controlled everything through this very magic. So they accused Sulaiman alayhi salam like they accused every other prophet of similar crimes, that Sulaiman alayhi salam had become a kafir, he had become a disbeliever. Where are those books? Some say that those books right up to this day are available, or perhaps not in the original form, but the science, that science that was learned from the books, that still exists today, and many of the Jews are responsible for performing this type of sihr and this type of magic. So Allah addresses this accusation that they made against Sulaiman alayhi salam, and Allah speaks of exactly what happened. Allah says, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ, and they follow what the shayateen used to recite. Now magic again is taught to people through the shayateen, the devils. If a person wants to become a sahir, a magician, who wants to practice jadu and sorcery, and he'll have to attract the shayateen to himself. There are different ways that a person will attract shaitan to himself. One is he has to engage in shirk. So every sahir, every magician, every sorcerer, one who exercises black magic, is undoubtedly out of the fold of Islam. And the one who goes to a sahir, to a magician, to a sorcerer, so that he may exercise magic on somebody, or so that he may practice jadu on somebody else, he also becomes a kafir. And this is a common problem today in our society. Even Muslims, they go to these people who exercise or who practice jadu, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the moment you go to one of them and seek their advice and seek their assistance, you also leave the fold of Islam. You have left the fold of Islam. So how does one attract, or how do these people attract shaitan to themselves? Through shirk and engaging in filthy acts. They have to engage in acts of complete filth, and they have to stay continuously in a state of impurity. by staying in a state of impurity and all of this, and by committing dark evil deeds, dark evil sins, they attract the shaitan to themselves, and through that shaitan then become, when we say shaitan, we are referring to the evil jinn, and through that they learn magic and they practice magic on others. So Allah says, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ. They followed, when they took out those books and they found those books of magic, Allah says they followed what the shayateen recited during the reign and during the time of Sulaiman. It was not Sulaiman alayhi salam who read those books and who practiced on the signs in those books. It was the shayateen during the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and they found these books and they retrieved it and they have it with them, and they are the ones who have followed it. وَمَا كَفَرَ Sulaiman. Sulaiman did not disbelieve. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah refutes the accusation. He did not become a kafir. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. But the devils, they are the ones who disbelieved. يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ. They are the ones who teach people sihr. They are the ones who teach people jadu, black magic. وَمَا... That's a different incident. Firstly, what is sihr? You know, sometimes today we attribute everything to jadu. The moment there's a problem, we say there must be jadu. Come, let's go and seek some treatment for it. Magic sometimes is performed on a person. Look, the general principle in life is that for every effect there's a cause, right? Cause and effect. You have a cause and you have an effect. For every effect there is a cause. For example, a person is behaving abnormally. So we try and look for a cause. We find, okay, the cause is substance abuse. Now don't go brave jadu. He's acting like this because of jadu. No, that's the cause. The cause is substance abuse. Or sometimes there's a problem. There's disunity. There's a split between husband and wife. Now, sometimes there's a cause for that. The husband is not fulfilling the rights of the wife, or the wife is not fulfilling the rights of the husband. There is a cause. Don't blame jadu now. So every problem the husband and wife have now is jadu. Finish. There's nothing we can do about it. Deal with the cause of that effect. But when there is an effect without cause, this problem between husband and wife, this disunity, this animosity, and we can't identify a cause, there's no apparent cause. So when there's effect without an apparent cause, then we explore the avenue of sihr. Then now we look at black magic, we look at jadu. Perhaps that is what is making the two of them react or act the way they are acting, or that is why this man is acting abnormally. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding.